Right, right.
So
you just have to follow it. Just the my uncle told me a story he heard from the Panovitcher Rebbetzin that the Rav was fond of retelling. The Rav. The Rav had a koilel in Panovitch, which a rarity in those days. But what was really unique, there was a young couple that came from Germany. Germany in the 30s was undergoing a crisis of Haskalah. Koilel in Germany was unheard of. But to see a young couple coming from Germany to move to a backward city in Panovitch, there was no running water, there's no electricity, was incredible. It was an amazing expression of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Rebbe was very moved by this young couple's idealistic outlook in life. One evening he comes to Beis Medrash and he notices the young woman, her name was Schlesinger, she was pacing back and forth. So the Rav asked, "What's the matter? Everything okay?" She says, "No, everything's fine. I have an appointment to Shaspatzir and Mittenman. I have an appointment to walk with my husband." So the Rav understood that probably he's late. So he says, "I'll go call him." So the young lady says, "You don't understand. Ich spazier mit sein Kol Teure. My pleasure, my walk, is I walk back and forth outside of Beis Medrash and I hear him learning. And that uplifts me and that inspires me so much. That's my true pleasure." And the Rebbe's moved beyond words. Here he has a young girl from Germany who was brought up in a very wealthy, aristocratic family. She's living in a backwoods city and her greatest pleasure is the Kol Teure. And he was moved beyond words. And then he said, "Ich gebe euch a birches koyin, I give you a koyin's bracha. Your husband should steig in learning, and I'm certain in your schus one day he'll found the yeshiva. Please call yeshivas Kol Teure, because you had the strength of realizing the greatest pleasure is the Kol Teure." Abayisai, the rest, like they say, is history. This young man was a Rechil Michel Schlesinger, who went on to found Yeshivas Kol Teure, which continues to be a bastion of Kavod HaTorah and Kvod Shemayim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the secret of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. That's the reason why Klal Yisrael was still here after every generation of Bechol Dor V'Dor Oyim Demaleinu L'Chaleiseinu. We have the ability, we have the wisdom, we have the strength of realizing our greatest pleasure is Shpatzir Mitten Kol Torah. What we see today is another expression, another manifestation of Shpatzir Mitten Kol Torah. Today I want to remind you, it was a day off. Today's a legal holiday. You're supposed to be spatzering elsewhere. But to see such an Olam Baruch Hashem that realizes our pleasure and our vacation is in the Beis Medrash, is the Dalat Amos Shel Halacha, is the Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha. For me it's inspiring. And I want to thank the Kollel for giving me the opportunity to spend some time spatzering Mitten Kol Teure. Rashem should help. So we'll help in that this Kollel should prosper and grow, and Shataka enable the community in all single light to continue spatzering mitten Kol Teure l'Oyach Yom Mentayv. I was asked to talk about dealing with children on Shabbos, which of course is a very broad topic, certainly undefined. I wasn't sure which part of it, and I thought maybe to talk about Adava Hashavah Chol Nefesh, what really pertains to children, adults. Adults that care for children. And that's the question of refuah on Shabbos, or specifically as it pertains with children, as we as parents or grandparents, we deal with our children and grandchildren. A gadol once said, when you learn a sugya, it's a skula, He shouldn't have to come on to that inyan. I guess learning Hilchas Refuah is a school that we should all be gesund. And I wanted to just talk about the parameters, perhaps, the background of the Yisuv Refuah as it pertains to children. And basically, it also pertains to us as adults. And I know this is a very choshuva olam, so I try to pick the inyanim that perhaps we're not so familiar with. The actual question of a child that's not well, and during the summer we have these questions even that much more, and us as adults, what can we do with a child? At first glance, that doesn't seem very challenging. Because I give him medicine, I give him a cream, and he puts it on. What does it have to do with me? He's a young child, and perhaps even he's like a gil lechinuch. But that, of course, as we know, is not true. I spoke about yesterday, I'm sure. There's an issa, the Gemara speaks about, there are actually three psukim of lo sachilum. An adult is not allowed to give a child the ability to do an issa. Whether it's tarfis, certainly Shabbos, the poskim say giving a young baby, in fact, shatnas to wear. Even though he's loyegi lechinuch, but that's the issa of lois achilum. The Chafetz Chaim discusses a remarkable question. A wife of a kohen who goes into a hospital to deliver a baby. Presumably there's a mace in the hospital. What's the problem? A wife of a kohen is allowed to defile herself to a mace. But the question is, perhaps the baby will be born, will be a baby boy. And the kohen, the newborn kohen, is now within the oil of a mace. The baby is not even a day old. What's the problem? That's a bona fide lo yegil lechinuch. But the Chafetz Chaim considers that a form of lois achil. You're giving the ability to a child to do an issa. So the hetzer that he marshals is perhaps the sveksveika. Maybe, first of all, it'll be a girl. Or maybe the child won't survive, which is common in those days. And the contemporary poskim can grapple with the question that today there's a sonogram available to identify the gender of a child. And if you know what, you're having a baby boy. So this sveksveika, this double suffix, no longer exists. But we see it's a serious issue. Lo yisachil. I'll say, one second. If I enable a child to do an issa deraisa, shatnas, tuma, okay. Refuah, at most, is an issa derabbanan. Why should I be concerned for lo yisachilim? Why should I be concerned for the isurim on Shabbos? So that's actually a machloikis gedolei rishonim. If the issa lo yisachilim applies to a derabbanan as well. And I saw a beautiful hesba, how do we explain the machlaikis, and yes or no. The Nesivus of Chayshim Mishpat has an incredible chiddush that has much has been written about. If someone does an issa derabbanan, b'shoigig, does he have to have a kapara? Why not? I mean, he did an issa. Says the Nesivus, there's a fundamental difference between an issa deraisa and an issa derabbanan. An issa deraisa, the chepet is us. Tarfis and shatnis, the actual thing itself is us. An issa derabbanan, Chazal don't create chepset b'isura. Chazal cannot create a new issa. There's an issa, there's a chiyav of loisasa, you have to abide by the Chachamim's words. There's a chiyav on the person to listen, to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, not to do an issa d'rabbanan. But the chayvitz itself is not issa. Oy bazoy, it's very logical to say, says the Nesivus, if I do an issa d'rabbanan unknowingly, I didn't flaunt the words of the Rabbanan. I didn't ignore the words, I did it accidentally. So I didn't violate what Chazal told me not to do. Perhaps I don't need a kapara. Based on this, perhaps that's the explanation of the Rishonim that hold there's no lois achilam by a derabbanan. because you're not giving him a chesed isura. In fact, it's not even a chesed isura. What's the problem with an issa d'rabbanan? The person has to listen. But a young child doesn't have to listen. He can't listen. A young child's not even a bar havana. But the truth is, the overwhelming majority of poskim say leisachilim does apply even for the rabbanan. So now we're basically back to square one. What do we do when we have to tend to the needs of our children? And I compiled a list of interesting questions that we hear. A boy needs a bite plate. And every night he goes to put in the bite plate, or whenever he uses it, or when he goes to sleep, a retainer. Is that refuah? I heard an interesting question, and I kid you not. There were some boys in a camp, and one of them snored. It didn't bother him, but it bothered all his friends. And their friends are beside themselves. What do you do with this boy? And they got a certain medicine, a certain pill, an anti-snore pill. Can you take that on Shabbos? A sunburn, a bee bite, a bump, in the old-fashioned taking ice and applying it. Basically, I would like to try to define the parameters of the issa of refuah and apply them to these unique questions. And hopefully we have time a little more than just that. The source of the issa of refuah on Shabbos is a seemingly outdated, irrelevant Gemara, which is basically the neshama of the issa of refuah b'Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, Behema she'ochzeh dam, Rashi says he has a stomach disorder. You can't put the behema in water to relieve it of this problem. Why? Evidently, there's a problem of refuah even by behemoths. But in contrast to that, says the Gemara, Adam she'och zedam, a person, a human being that has this problem, you're allowed to treat him by putting him in water. What's the problem? What's the problem with putting an animal in water? Says the Gemara, Gezeir meshum shchika samamonim. Rashi explains, Chazal asid refuah, because if a person is involved in getting a refuah, he might come to grind the necessary herbs to make the refuah. That is the term shchikas hamamonim. He's going to grind the herbs to make the medicine. Now you have to understand, today this is very distant to us. Today you need medicine, you go into a drugstore, you buy medicine. In those days, in a certain sense today as well, they had herbs, they ground them. It was more than a chashash, you might grind herbs. The only way to make medicine was to grind it. You ever notice the symbol of a drugstore? It's a mortar and a pestle. What's a mortar and a pestle? That's shchika samamonim. But one second. I understand you can't take medicine on Shabbos. The Gemara is saying a chiddush, you can't put an animal in water. Where's the medicine? Why does this come into the sugya of medicine on Shabbos? Evidently, and this is an important point, it's not limited to medicine. The issa is a person is involved in getting a refuah, a maisa refuah, albeit putting in water. If that's necessary, if that's what works, that's the issa of refuah. Preg de Gemara, okay, so you can't alleviate the pain of an animal. Ihachi Adam Nami, so why a human being is muta? And for the Gemara, Adam Nira Kemeta. A person goes into water, perhaps he wants to cool off on a hot day. It's not evident that his intention is refuah. But apparently animals don't cool off. If you put the animal in water, it's clear the intention is refuah, and that's the issa refuah on Shabbos. Now, of course, the question is obvious, who are you fooling? I'm allowed to go into water because it's no one knows, but I know. Who are you fooling? Says the Ritva, a very important concept, Chol shu derech habriyim lekel ameichash l'shchikas hamon. If you do something that inherently has nothing to do with sickness, an act that healthy people do as well. Everybody dips in cold water to cool off. If it's not evident from the act itself what your intention is, Nira Kameka means we don't classify this as a Maisa Refuah, you're cooling off. We'll soon see how important that is to the contemporary question of vitamins. Vitamins is a new religion, all these types of vitamins. But the concept is it has to be apparent to the tension. But then the Gemara continues, and again you have to realize in those days most people lived with animals on farms and they had to know Hilchas Behema very clearly. Then the Gemara is in a different case. Behema she'achla karshinan, the animal had too much to eat and again is suffering. You shouldn't make it run around in order that the animal should alleviate itself. Why? Refuah. And again, it's strange. Making the animal run is a form of refuah. Rav Oishia matir. Rav Oishia permits doing this to the animal. Dorish Rava, halacha k'Rav Oishia. We pass it like Rav Oishia. It's in fact mutta to make the animal run around, so thereby it will be relieved from its suffering. In other words, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Beis Siv Dalet Paskins, there's no issur refuah by an animal. Unlike what the Gemara originally understood, the Gemara seems to conclude there's no issur refuah by animals, only by human beings. The obvious kasha, all the Rishonim are very disturbed about, where's the Yaisha? Behemah's refuah is mutta, and for human beings the refuah is asa? Zopt. The Rif and the Ritva and the Rosh say the same thing. Behemah's mutta, the ain adam bohol kol kach al refuas behemta. The key word to the issa refua is when someone is suffering, he's bohol, he's confused. He's involved heavily with getting a relief. Adam bohol? That's a problem. Did you ever wonder, Chazal said you can't take medicine, you might grind the herbs. Did you ever find an issa you can't have onions and eggs on Shabbos because you might grind the onions? Why don't we say that? The answer is that one word, boho. The basis of the issa refuah, and we'll soon see the numerous ramifications in halacha of this, but the underpinnings of the issa refuah is adam bohol. A person is suffering. No one wants to suffer. He's uncomfortable. And he's very involved in finding some form of relief. So it's the combination. First of all, you're looking desperately, perhaps somewhat out of control. And it's very easy to grind medicine because that's the way you take medicine. That's the way you make medicine. So this combination is the basis of the issa refuah, adam boho. I once pointed out, it's interesting, there's an Ishanas that we say on Ishana Rabba, there's one part of it that we speak about protecting people from their subjective enemies, whether it's people, whether it's animals, whether it's tfua. And look at the interesting, adam me'er, to protect the earth from its curse, doga midalekes, meged mitzlotzal, and then it turns to Adam. What is man's biggest enemy? Nefesh mi behola. A person's biggest enemy is when he's confused, when he's bewildered, when he's out of control. And that's the basis of the issa of refuah b'Shabbos. Says the Rif and other Rishonim, that's why the Gemara feels justified in concluding that refuah by a human being is asa, because adam mi bahala, boho. If your animal is sick, I mean, you're concerned about it, it's your animal, but is there that overall, all-encompassing bahala? Is a person paralyzed by the fear? What am I going to do? Not really. So Rabbi say, in a nutshell, the issa refuah b'Shabbos is the issa of behola. because he's sick and he must find a refuah. But it's not necessarily medicine. As we saw, acts of refuah, running, immersing in water. Why? The same Bahala. You're not well. You're suffering. We're going to get to that. I hope to get to that. Okay. So now I could say, sit back and enjoy as much as time we have. I would like to apply this overview, perhaps, into many halachas lemaisa, but just see how a word of a Gemara, a word of a Rishon, has such an impact on a sugya. And I'll begin with an interesting question. Today, the field of medicine has expanded greatly. There is much of medicine that a person doesn't ingest. There's a medical patch, there's a spray, there are eye drops, there's cream, ointments. Is there an issue of refuah in all of these? After all, in our minds, we associate refuah taking medicine. The answer, Abba Isai, this is the Gemara. The Gemara clearly says making the animal run, Layaritzeno, is a concern of refuah. The animal's not drinking the water. But refuah is an act of refuah. And the Shulchan Aruch in five places actually says that. What's the svara? Adam ibahala. It's the same thing. A person is not well. He needs a refuah. There's no grinding by a medical patch. But there's grinding by medicine. And Chazal categorically acid refuah on Shabbos. How about this question? Someone asked, and he thought he was right. Refuah is awesome. Today, most over-the-counter medication is not refuah. It's more accurately pain relief. Tylenol, Advil, it's the Ferrisha bottle. If you look on the bottle, it says, the temporary relief from pain associated with so-and-so. Antibiotic is issur refuah. I can understand because it's refuah. That's what the word refuah means. Pain relief is alleviating suffering. That's not refuah. So I told him you basically said the right thing, but you made two mistakes. Antibiotic is mutter, and pain relief is the issur. I want to be very clear about this. The Isser Refuah on Shabbos, the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it, Mi sheyesh lei mechush ba'alma, v'u mischazik v'hoylech kibari. The Isser Refuah on Shabbos, and Refuah is a very misleading word, I must say, but the Isser Refuah on Shabbos is not for someone that is ill. For choylech sheyesh b'isakana, we have to act now and ask later. For chayla she'ein b'sakana, there is also absolutely no issa of taking medicine on Shabbos. Antibiotics are mut across the board. Even ein b'sakana refuah is mut. So what are we talking about today? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Meichush ba'alma u'mischazik v'hoylech kibari. He is uncomfortable. A toothache, a headache, a sunburn, perhaps a bite. He's not sick, he's not clinically sick. And we'll soon see it in reference to your question. If he's in great distress, mitztaya harbe, sama meikel. The Shulchan Aruch's issa is limited to meichush ba'al. And just to perhaps enhance that somewhat, the Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah of chai bohem, he adds somewhat of a beautiful insight. She'ein mishpatei ha'toira nekama ba'olam, ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. Torah, in its essence, Torah is the mitzius. Torah is the very essence of darchei noya. Torah is sweetness in the purest form. Torah doesn't make anybody uncomfortable. When someone needs a refuah, of course he's allowed to take a refuah. Chayla she'ein b'sakana. It's mutter. What is the issa refuah? Meichush ba'alma. We'll soon see how the Chazanish uses that to advance a rather novel chiddush. But the point is, you have a headache, so you can wait it out.
No.
You outlive. We outlive headaches. So the issur of refuah again is meichush v'alma, a discomfort. To apply this further, and I'll give another example, interesting example. A boy asked about a bite plate or a retainer, which basically they put into their teeth, straighten out the teeth. And some put it when they eat, some put it at night. Is that a question of refuah? Now, he's not eating the bite plate. What's the problem? But it's an act of refuah. The Gemara, in fact, the Mishnah, I should say, says, Ein mis'amlin, even exercise is asur. In fact, in modern Hebrew, mis'amlin is exercise. Exercise, you're not eating the exercise, but it's correcting a problem. So there's no doubt about it. If this person has a bite plate, then obviously it's a problem. But here we have a beautiful yesod that again affects other shilas as well. The Chayyadon discusses someone that fell down and has a bump and it's swelling and he wants to contain the swelling. So he takes the old-fashioned ice or a spoon and you press it on it. Now that certainly sounds like a ma'aser refuah. You're not eating the ice, but you're actually involved in a refuah. Yet the Chayyadon says an interesting insight. If there is no medicine for this particular ailment, the only treatment is pressing on the wound. There's no issue. True, you're doing something that's medically necessary, but there is no alternative. There is no medicine for this particular problem. Says the Chayyadon, a klal. If there's no medicine, then the act of refuah would be mutter. Comes again the Sharatzi and the Chafetz Chaim. Says, "Any idea hates the Makari." I don't know why he said that, but if the Chayyadon says it, we could follow. But Rabbi said we could understand where the Chayyadon got that from. What is the issa refuah? Shchika samamon. If you'll do this and this doesn't work, you'll go take medicine. Medicine inevitably is grinding. But if there is no medicine alternative, it's not possible, even remotely, a chashash of shchikas amanim. What's your problem? So the Chayyadon's klal seems to be consistent with the theory of refuah. The issa is ultimately a person will come to grind, which of course is an issa deraisa. Here, it is not possible, even remotely, to come to zamanim because there is no.
So why isn't every refuah that only has one medicine with it?
Zoktov Shleima Zalman in Shmira Shabbos, that's why a bite plate retain his mutter. Because there is no pill form for this problem. So here we have a Mardik Yesoid. It is correcting a problem, which perhaps we could say is in the overall Issa, but if there's no medicine alternative, there's no Issa. The Poiskim use this for other such questions. Whenever there is no refuah, the Mechaber speaks about someone that dislocated his joint, his hand came out of place, pushed it back in its socket, it's mutter. Mechaber, that's a ma'aser refuah, not less than running or going in water. But since there is no medicine alternative, there is no risk. Now, ointment.
Pain relief?
What's meichus? I learned the mechab. Okay, no, we'll talk. I would like to finish on time. So, okay, we'll talk afterwards. I'll tell you another interesting shaila. Listen to this, okay? Someone has, for example, an older person who has arthritis. Or a young child needs a medicine, a cream. And we're assuming that it's a meichush, arthritis generally, unless it's severe, is a meichush, is it's the discomfort. So, people don't realize this perhaps, but to smear on an ointment is a malacha deraisa of memareya. To dab it on, just to apply it without smearing, there's no issa memareya. But there's the additional problem, the independent problem, I should say, of refuah. No merech, but refuah. This is a refuah. Can you have a guy apply the ointment? What's the shayla? we find a general het of Amir la'akum from Makom Tzad. The person's uncomfortable and a very, very hot day. Perhaps you could call it going to put on the air conditioner. So perhaps we should apply that to medicine. Now, you can have your goyish maid take Tylenol for you. It's not going to work. But to apply the ointment, maybe that's mutter. Ayde akum. But what's my shayla? Think about it. The issa refuah is unique amongst other isurim. That is not just the maisa issa. But what's the problem? Adam bohol. If he's out of control, he'll come to do this and that. Another isurim. Was the het of a guy helping? Maybe issa refuah depends on the misrape, the one that's getting the benefit. He has the problem, he's getting the benefit, and that's precisely the issa refuah. The Mechaber says, Beferish, Amir l'akam is mutter makom tzar. That's to do an issa l'mashal. If someone needs medicine, you could have a guy drive to the drugstore, buy the medicine. But the guy to apply it to me, and I'm the beneficiary of it. Indeed, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's Beferish that this is us. Because the issa refuah is on the person that is deriving the benefit. Usually it's one and the same. If I take medicine, I'm benefiting, I'm doing it, and that's the problem. But here, applying medicine and ointments, we take a crossroad. The guy is doing it, so that justifies the guy's action. But I'm the beneficiary of it, I am involved, I am bohol, and that's precisely what Chazal wanted to control. And Taka the Shulchan Aruch writes the Beferish that Ayde Akum, Refuah, speak about a case where Ritiya fell off, and the Shulchan Aruch is Matir, Al Yedei Goy Mutal Anichoy, you'll have a Goy put on a band-aid, and the Pais can say, because he's a Choyri. But let's say be a Mechish Ba'alma, indeed, the Pais can say it's awesome. Why? Again, that word Bahala is a key word. Another question. Someone had this, I heard this more than once actually. Actually, like those Bachrim have acne, warts, these type of things. And today they treat it with medicine. You have to take it for X amount of days, 30 days, 7 days, whatever it is. You have to take it on Shabbos. And the Bachrim, by Derech Klal, it doesn't bother them. But, you know, their mother wants them to take it. You know, why do we wear a sweater? Because our mothers are cold, right? You know, why do we take medicine? Because our mothers want it. And they're very uneasy about taking medicine on Shabbos. You know, if he has a headache, okay, but it's a little acne here and there, come on. And it becomes an issue. We keep it off. Is there a heta where people, Hainu de Amri Inshi, if you're taking it for consecutive days, once you started before Shabbos, perhaps it's mutter? And I got a good example besides antibiotics, but antibiotics is mutter almost across the board. When I say I'm talking about acne, warts, which is a perfect example of an issur refuah. It's a mechish v'alma. He's not clinically sick. Apparently, there's a raya from a Gemara. In Shabbos Kuf Mem, Rav Acha had felt pain in his heart. That's physically. So he came in front of Marukfa, who said, go drink something for 2 or 3 days. And he went out, he drank it Friday, and Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos, and he got better. 1 second, rewind. What's the heta? What about refuah? Why was it mutter to take it on Shabbos? It says, Abshalayim Zalman and the Shemira Shabbos. Perhaps it's a raya, once you started before Shabbos, and you take it a consecutive regimen, perhaps it's mutter. To be quite frank with you, it's not a raya. What's the Gemara talking about? You could believe he had a heart problem. Now, of course, Shlomo Zalman doesn't speak it out because it's pashut. Even though right now he was okay, but if something could develop into a serious problem, you treat it now. You don't. A person doesn't wait till he's sick and then he treats it. If something has potential to progress into a serious ailment, even though now technically he's healthy, there's a heter refuah. Rabbi Yashiv Zayn Gesund in the tshuva, Taka has the same raya, but he said the same dichoy. It's not, I mean, it's a good einfall, but technically there's no raya because that was a more serious ailment. Rav Shlomo Klugin is safe, however, and again, the way he gives credit to people's minig, says, Margalit Bapumi the Inchi. People say there's a hefta once you start. No, people say it, you know, the world doesn't, you don't make mistakes. And he marshals proof from a machaba. Ritiya shenafla magabi mak. Someone has a wound and he has a band-aid over it, presumably a medicated band-aid. That's a refuah. A regular band-aid is okay, it's not a refuah, it's the only protection. Ritiya shenafla magabi hamaka, magabi hakarka, lo yachziren. If the medicated band-aid fell off, you shouldn't return. You shouldn't replace it. Why? So we would think, what do you mean why? Refuah. However, Magen Avraham says, Gezeira Shem Yimareach. The problem is you might come to smear on more medicine. Aval Shchikas HaMamonim Lekel HaMeifesh. There is no Issa of refuah in return, replacing the band-aid. Kivan Dahavi Mei Esmog Aleha. Because it was on the wound yesterday. It just fell off. It was on yesterday, it just fell off. That's not a problem of refuah. So if Shlomo Kluger, Mamash, what we're looking for, that's Haim D'Amri Yenshi. If something started before Shabbos, you'll have to continue into Shabbos. He says, perhaps you could be doichit, but if someone says that, halacha, you could rely on it. And it's interesting, the Mincha Shabbos and Rabbi Yashar Zayin Gesund endorsed this hetta almost unconditionally. If you started a 7-day, 30-day medicine, you started before Shabbos, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish is quoted as saying a svara to this. Why is refuah meichus asa? Because you'll survive. Wait it out. You have a headache. Okay, you know, kosh b'roisha, yasik b'toyra. But it'll go away. Says the Chazon Ish. But if you have a meichus that won't go away unless you treat it, and this has to be treated with a consecutive days, Chazal never asked. And I hear in this the under yisoid of toyra is not an akum. It has to make sense. Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, has a different svara, and he says if you don't treat it, if you don't take it on Shabbos, you can lose the effect till now, the build-up. And that's a problem. What's the obvious nafkamina between these pshatim, the reasons? Let's say a person has an ailment before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, he goes to a doctor, doctor says, start taking it tonight. So if the reason is once you start it, you have to actually start. If there is, like we said, the svara is that it's not going to go away, you could be allowed to even start on Shabbos. Technically, starting is lav dafka. The Das Torah, the Bijan Rav, quotes this heta, and he says the analogy to Ratiya is incorrect. Listen to this Einfall. It's amazing. Bijan Rav had Shas and Poiskim on his fingertips. He says, you know why Ritiya is mutta? Not because you started, but this Ritiya was on the wound before Shabbos. And the analogy that he draws is incredible. The Ran, and the Ramo quotes this, in extenuating circumstances, if there was food on the blech before Shabbos, and on Shabbos it fell off, you'll have to turn it to the blech on Shabbos. Chazar is mutta if it was there on Shabbos. So perhaps Ritiya, the same principle applies. But says the Marsham, that's good by Ratiya. But medicine, you took one pill Friday, one pill Thursday, but the Shabbos pill is not related to the Friday or Thursday pill. That's a different pill. That's not the heta of Ratiya. Rav Moshe, in the tshuva, was someone asking this question, if I started a few days before Shabbos, so Rav Moshe, leimuvan tzad tzafik v'zeh, I don't hear your shayla. What's the shayla? Because you started, you're allowed to do it on Thursday and Friday, but Shabbos, no heta. So as you see, this question, if you started taking medicine before Shabbos, can you continue into Shabbos? That's machlokes gedolei apoiskim. But someone that feels there's a need, and I told that boy, if your mother is in anguish and she can't live at night, she can't sleep at night because of his acne, and she wants to take it, keep it aim in this case, perhaps will tilt us to the side of Shlomo Kluge and others, that since he started, there would be a heter. Consider this question. Someone had a little too much to eat, and he woke up Friday night, middle of the night, and he has an upset stomach. So, what's the good refuah? Cup of milk, assuming, of course, it's after 6 hours from this place, sugar meal. Or he has an upset stomach, he'll take prune juice. Refuah is asa. Is the issa, you're taking medicine refuah? How about if you take a food that does wonders? Chicken soup is sometimes better than all the antibiotics in the world. If someone takes a food, but there's no doubt his intention is exclusively for refuah, is it mutter? Now, till today, you would wonder, what's the shaila? He's acting a maisa refuah. He's doing it. No one drinks milk 3 o'clock Friday, you know, Shabbos morning. Why are you taking it? Because of a stomach problem. It's clear. It's evident. But that conclusion is incorrect. Because this is the mission that we mentioned earlier. Kol ha'oichlin oichel adam l'refuah. V'chol ha'mashkim shoysa, a person is allowed to take food even though it is a refuah. This is what the Pesukim refer to as a meichel bria. Inherently, it's a meichel refuah. There's no doubt about it. But what are you taking to accomplish that refuah? You're taking oichel? Meichel briyim, a food that healthy people eat, is mutter, even if the intention is exclusively their food. And this is other mishnayos, but we know this from what we learned earlier. Behema cannot go into the water. Adam is mutter. Why is Adam mutter? Nira kemeka. What does nira kemeka mean? Rishonim explain, because that's a meichel briyim. It's not a meichel, but it's a healthy act. It's an act that healthy people do. Ah, you'll ask, one second, what's the heta? Bohol. Apparently, if you're limiting it to oichel, Hazal never asked it. If you are focused and confined and restricted, I'm taking prune juice, tea, chicken soup, milk, but not refuah. In other words, it's worse than acts of refuah. Because at least they have that feeling of refuah. This is an act of achila, which is mut. That's why it should be pashut, applying baby powder, whether it's a child or adult, to a skin irritation, even though his intention is clearly refuah. But baby powder is a meichel briyim. Again, I know we don't eat baby powder, but it's a thing that healthy people use. In contrast to that, medicated powder, foot powder that people sometimes take for an ailment, that's refuah. I am not ingesting it. That we said earlier, ingesting is not the limitation of the yisra. The Mishnah, in fact, says you're allowed to smear oil onto one's skin if it's irritated. Why? So first of all, I should mention, there's no mamareach by oil, because it's liquidy enough, it doesn't have the consistency of a ointment, so there's no mamareach. But why is there no refuah? Evidently, the way the Gemara explains, it's a meichel briyim, because healthy people also apply oil on a daily basis. But someone asked earlier, let's say a person has a severe migraine, a very painful condition, a very painful burn. What classification is mitztaya harbit in this context of refuah? So the Chayra says the Tveris Yisrael, what's the difference? As long as he's not sick, as long as he's not really sick, this is the issa refuah. However, the Marketziah, Rabbi Yankiv Emden in the Sefer, he notes the Shulchan Aruch used the lashon meichush ba'alma. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say mitztaya harbe, which would be a bigger chiddush? Evidently, There's a limitation to the Issa. Only Mechush. Mitzdaya Harbe is more similar to a Chayli that pain relief is not. I cannot say all agree to this, but certainly, as we saw, Shlomo Kluge says this, if someone feels he has a debilitating condition, a headache that mamish knocks him out, he can take necessary relief, and of course, similarly to children as well.
Why is it not?
I see it's moving. You mind? I don't want to go to finish. An interesting question, which today, of course, is what? Oh, it is. I'm sorry, you're right. If he has to get into bed, then he's not for the mishkan. Besides, we're talking about someone who doesn't have to get into bed because, unfortunately, he's used to them. If he's not technically not for the mishkan, it will be mut. An interesting question: if you mix it erev Shabbos into water, is that a hetter? Someone would say that would be a hetter of Michael Brian, and they point to a Gemara. Mishnah, Shayer Adam Kiloyer may Erev Shabbos, Vinois Nagabi Eina Bishabbos. You're allowed to put these two, this combination, and apply it on Shabbos. What about Rafua? Evidently it's Michael Brian. But, says the Das Torah, that's incorrect. That's Mutta, the Kiloyer, because both components are Michael Brian. Here, you're putting water with aspirin. Aspirin is not Michael Brian. I bottle? Bottle what? You want the, you don't want the water, you only want the aspirin. So there would be no heta to mix. Consider the next question, which brings us to the vitamin question. Someone asked me this, a true story. He has a problem every Shabbos, he has indigestion. And if you know how much he eats, you would understand why. But anyhow, what he wants to do is he wants to practice preventive medicine. Before the Suda, he takes necessary Tums. Or antacid. I asked them, why don't you just eat less? Wouldn't that be easier? But okay. He's taking a medicine. But what's the shaila? He's not sick. Maybe the issur refuah is only when someone is sick. If he's a step ahead of it, he takes it before he's sick, maybe there's no issur. The Beis Yosef seems to address this question. Says the Beis Yosef, mashma, the kol she'ein eicholi klal mutlei lechol v'lishtais eichlin u'mashkin she'ein eichol b'im. The kivan de'ein eicholo lekel emigzal emidi. If you're not sick, you can take medicine. Zog the Magen Avraham, words to our ears as music. The ein eibohul kol kach she'yavai lidei shchika samen money. Another halachic ramification of the Issa Behilos. If right now you're well, there's no behilus. It's a bona fide medicine. There's no issa if there's no chayli. So the condition has to be a chayli to be refu. The Primogodim, and Mr. Brewer quotes this, adds just one lashon. Mashma, kol kavanosai liyais gufai bari, asa. But if his intention is to be healthy, it's asa. And Mishnah Berurah adds, "Imu oisa lirefua dehainu kedei lechazek mizgoi, to strengthen himself, kasev amagen Avram, which is based on a primogodim, dafilu bebori goma is us." Now, how do you make head or tails of this? This Rabbeisai is the very pressing and a very challenging question of vitamins on Shabbos. The simple way of looking at vitamins is, I'm taking it to stay healthy. Vitamins is a pill, but I'm taking it to stay healthy. Or better, I'm taking it because my mother or wife wants me to take it. That's the real reason. But I'm not sick. Why isn't it vitamins, even if we classify it as a refuah, but why isn't it a Beis Yosef Heta of a Bari taking medicine? But says Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, look at the Mishnah Berurah's description of that Beis Yosef Heta. What does it mean, lechazek mizgoy? Says Rav Moshe, a fine differentiation. If someone takes it daily, but he feels fine, he's in optimal health, there's no problem. But let's say someone feels weakness. To ward off a weakness, there's behilos, and that's a problem. So Rav Moshe seems to conclude that taking vitamins, if there's any weakness, is the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Beis Yosef, and it's awesome. If the person is perfectly healthy, there's no problem. Other poskim are meikel. So Eliezer says vitamins is meikel bria. The Baron Moshe says vitamins today, he wrote this many years ago, more people taking vitamins than Saratoga Vichy water. You remember that? So it's a meikel bria. What we do tell people is for children or older people that take vitamins, if again it's to ward off a potential sickness, then it's more of a tatvi meikel, as we explained. Let me just leave you with a few interesting questions to think about. Someone is Friday night and he wants to learn, I hope he's been working, but he's very tired and he's afraid before long he's going to be, you know, ligging and learning. He's going to be falling asleep on the Gemara. Can take a pep pill, keep him awake. Someone that has a shver around but he can't fall asleep, can he take a sleeping pill? Is this a refuah? Staying awake? I mean, coffee does the trick. So the Paiskin seem to say a pep pill is mutter because the person is not sick. We never found refuah if you're not sick. It's a pill form, but the yis is not pill form. The problem is not being able to fall asleep. Because that is a condition. I could take wine. Wine is mutter because wine is a Michael Briam. But this wine makes the person tired. This alters the chemistry of the brain. That's the way it works, these sleeping pills. It is a refuah and should be us. Someone had this question about the snoring. Can you take a snoring, an anti-snoring pill? So this is an interesting side if you think about it. Because he's not bohol. He's sleeping, he's in his own world. The rest of the bunk can't sleep. They're bohol. Where do we find the yissa? He's not, he's okay. He's been sleeping on this for years. So I don't know how to deal with that. But if he's disturbing others, maybe talk to them in the head. We don't find you think that if they're disturbed, he has a problem. There's no medical problem. If someone has chapped lips on Shabbos, I would advise putting some margarine onto your challah and biting into it, and that's a lubricant. No one needs margarine on challah, but that's a ma'ayach l'briyim. And that'll be mutter. Now don't take the margarine stick in the front of the mirror and start applying it like lipstick, because that's mukhach l'rafua. And last but not least, listen to this question. Let's say a person has to take a pill, or a child has to take a pill. But you know how it is to get a child to take a pill. Can I grind the pill and put it into applesauce and give it to the child? Now when you heard that shaila, probably the alarm in your mind starts to activate. The whole thing is shkikas hamamonim. So you take the pill and grind it? But believe it or not, this is definitely mutla chatchila, because it was already once ground, and teichen achat teichen. Thank you very much.